Beginning current up in the second of the Zed Daf Yud Gimel, beginning on basic and test mat the beginning of the Gemara Yirkabu. So those types of things should be left to rot. Pirish, in other words, be nichem amokim. It should be left in a place shall lo yehi nakol lava de takala that it won't be easy to come to stumbling block. But Sham Yirkabu, in other words, there you leave it to rot. This month, the begins Gemara. If it's money and metal vessels, you look liyam amelchi, throw it to the Dead Sea. Why? Mishum neshadi lo beinayu, because since you're throwing it as it is lo shchika without grinding it down, tzorchim amelch. That you need the Dead Sea. Because there's no boats around over there, so even if it is as is, but the Mishanar is, you could do it in other rivers throughout the Shchik if you grind it down, because then no one will end up having benefit from it. Can the master repair kosher? Like it sounds like more psachim nafchav chesam banav. Over there, the maslav is chavim. Ukuvda shehibesi, like the sword that I brought, Gabriel Rabbi Yehuda. And even though the Gemara wasn't lengthy to mention about grinding, most definitely, you would need that. It's just again over here. That where there's nothing there's no boats around in the Yam HaMelech, therefore you can throw it as it is. Now it says Mat begins the Gemara. No does but for now. When it comes to Ikur, what is that? You lock the door in front of it. Says so, Taisa Aimlet, Mar don't wonder, wait a second, but Khurb is manazeh regarding the firstborn animal in today's times on my late Sukhalinal Dallas, why didn't they require you to lock the door? Shall you take all shouldn't come to a stumbling block? And you shouldn't have to just wait until it develops a blemish. To hide mitzachin hacha, no, because this they require over here this ikur mishum knasahu. It's a penalty. Sheik the shachinim that he sanctified for nothing, and therefore we say okay, be nol delsba for now. In contrast to a bechayr, which it's just the firstborn animal. But more, but enough of be mumma. In our case, hach over here, if it developed a blemish, leishari wouldn't be permitted anyway. So you can't do that as an option. That's why you have to do no delsba for now, because el de pidyon only permitted through redemption. A bechayr shu kadosh me'elav, but the firstborn which is sanctified on some leil then ba'hakadosh, the sanctity doesn't come through him. Ainly concept, we don't penalize him liyamta hashi be'bamum. So we just wait till it develops a blemish ve'yichabamum, and it's eaten in its blemish table leishum b'di without any redemption. What do you mean? Wait a second. Why didn't you say it's the same problem over here by the Bukhar? He could have inflicted a blemish when it was in utero before it came out. And it would have removed it from the sanctity of the firstborn of the Mizbeach. Only that it has to be given to the Kohen. But there wouldn't be any more stumbling block. So it says, yeah, but if you didn't do it, it's not going to make us penalize him. Well, that's the Ilazel isn't require locking the door. That's only when he did something wrong, which he didn't do over there. Next to Smata begins the Gemara. Okay, but Nishchat the Mishchat. So, but why do you lock the door? Just slaughter it. Pesach Kondrash explains. I'm in Mishchat Echutz. What do you mean? You're not allowed to slaughter out of the base of Mikdash. Akach, Bet Kabayis, Lamachayev. But for something that only has the treasury sanctity, for that you're not liable. Because the time prediction, I seem like the Gemara said, Yuman, the Pesach, Gimel, and Beis, Shemayan, the Bechulu. Mashma, it sounds like the Ari Hochis is studying. Okay, it sounds like we're not talking over here. Ella, Bekach, Bet Kabayis, only not Kach, Mizbech, Bekach, Bet Kabayis. But Kach is difficult because Tim Kinder, but that's the case. Kimish on the Rabba, when Rabba and some nation, Kamatal Mum, Bekach, Bet Kabayis, looks like you're inflicting a blemish. But kacha bedik abayis, my matl mumika. What type of problem is there inflicting a blemish in kacha bedik abayis? So kiksev when it says in the mikra chabez kamum leyirboy that you're not supposed to inflict any blemish. But kacha mizbeich ksev. And by that which is brought as a carbon. But more of them in the Kamasik, when the Gemara comes out, Hanimila, when we say there's much basic Mikdash Kayim, when the basic Mikdash around the Chazlak Krava, that's fit to sacrifice, I'm a Kachem Mizbech Ari. Obviously, we're talking about Kachem Mizbech, not Betty Kabayas. So Kach Perishri, they better re explain the Kachem Mizbech Ari, right? We're talking about Kachem Mizbech. But if it's man is in today's times, Ein Chayim Shaychet Chutz, one of the slaughters outside is not liable. And that's the Gemara's question. Because Me'achash in the world, the beast Pesach El Ma'id, since it's not fit anyway for the Pesach El Ma'id. Therefore, you're not chai for slaughtering out of there. Midah Havash Shlamim, just like we have by the Karmish Shlamim, Shashachin Bechutz, when you slaughter outside, Karim Psichas Dal Sahechel, before the doors of the Hechel are open. The part that you're example, Ma'adam Perek Shneisim over there in Yumadav Samach Gimel. That mechusa psicha, when it's lacking the opening of the doorways, can mechusa maisedom, it's like you don't have any action over there. So since it can't be done inside at that time, you're not chayef for doing it outside. Ovoid yisham, another person can say, "Zalim kachav bedik abayis." Actually, tomat like Rashi says, "Kachav bedik abayis," like it sounds like from Rabbi Balafarsha Tam. Rabbi's coming to explain the reason b'kachav mizbech. What the reason is b'kachav mizbech? Because b'gzera kachav bedik abayis, or the kachav mizbech. And I, so what is the reason that kachav mizbech have to do with kachav bedik abayis? Because we made a gzera, one because of the other one. K'dashchan, like we find a begiza b'avoida regarding shearing the wool and working with it, b'pegrish agiz chum davkav alamahem alaf, because reading kachav bedik abayis, we make a decree by kachav bedik abayis, or the kachav mizbech. And the same thing would be over here.
Now, Bahaiki Baruch, this is the Gemara asked, when the Shechatinu a Mishchit, well, go ahead and slaughter it. Well, that wouldn't apply by Kutch Mizbeach. That's a Kutch, but the Gabbai's Baruch. That's the question that's going on the case of a bunch of Gabbai's. But Mutzlishun, the Gemara could have answered, well, Gezer, it's a decree Mishchit Kutch Mizbeach, that it's a decree because then you might do by Kutch Mizbeach, which is forbidden. And Vasam Asam Mishchit Mishchit, the Chutz, it's forbidden because it's slaughtering outside. El Shabbat Kamashani, but anyway, the Gemara gives a good answer, but it could have answered that too. Next says Mata begins Gemara Ebed Avikachavim, a non-Jewish slave. Now, time and the reason is what type of mitzvah is there? The Mechnisa Tachas Kam Veshchina, because you bring him under the wings of the divine presence. Where the Chaybuchal Mitzvahs Shan Nosh Mechayabus, because now he's liable, he's obligated in all the mitzvahs that women are obligated. The Gemin Lola Meisha, like we're learning Zer Shava and getting Daf Mem Alef and Beis from the halachas of a woman. Next says Mata begins Gemara Barayin Behemadaka, and those who graze the shepherds of the small livestock. Which tries to qualify Shalhan, their own animals. They're considered wicked of Shalachem, but others' animals, loy, then not, because the Inon Chaytib loy, a person doesn't sin if he doesn't have his own personal benefit. Like by that shepherd, so then he wouldn't be suspected for Gizela. Now he says, Mat begins Gemara, Hachanam, here also it's Mishra Miyutan. So it's the same thing, that the evidence is also because of you minimizing from his assets. Now, V'idach, the other opinion, the Mefarshit explains, no, because you bring him under the divine presence, so he holds, no, you can't say like by an animal that you're taking away from him, because Adrab, to the contrary, it's actually minimizing from the Jew's assets, because the slave is eating from his. Whereas by an animal, the more it eats, the fatter it gets, and the Jew is gaining. Next says, Mata begins Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zomen Pita, he bought bread. So it says, thinking, say, wait a second. But pas akum, bread from a non-Jew is forbidden. V'Hashem says, the ma'ir b'makam shein palti Yisrael. Tell me, where there's no Jewish baker, because min l'kaman b'ir chayin, like the Moshe Lidon of Lamehem Mebeis, then it's permitted. Over Yisrael, another part, you can say, the ma'ir hacha, here we're tumal l'tzarech avdoi avikachavim, that he bought for his non-Jewish slave, or l'tzarech behemta, or for his animal. However, achim b'yushalmi, but however, in the Yushalmi, got behai, hovedi by this story, Shanya, the Gemara answers, no, he says, no, it's different because I needed to survive. That he bought the bread for his own life. This is how the Gersha is in Yerushalmi. What, you never bought bread in your life from a non-Jew? Amalei says, no, that's different because that you needed to survive. So it sounds like it's the first pshat. Vim Temis says, if you can say, wait a second, my past double shin meskayim, but bread is something that doesn't last. It's perishable. Vim Min Lel, the Gemara said previously that above and base double shin meskayim, something that doesn't last. Ain't looking at him, you can't buy from them. So how are you allowed to buy? They're gonna thank their deity. Vim Shem says, you can say, the past double chashavu, bread is something significant. But kavitz lezvin, there's a lot of people that are dying to buy bread. But if we do meskayim, it halachically is like something that will last. In other words, it's not something that is desperate to get off his hands. And therefore, he's not going to go be made for that, and therefore you're allowed to buy that from the Ivika Chavim.